Cincinnati. Good morning. 6:42.
Calm down, little John.
Crazy, man. You go crazy. Anyway, it is time for your rock news and rock history. Let's get right to it.
Here's your Plan B Morning Show Rock News with Brock and Hunter.
As always, your rock news and rock history brought to you by AIR, Advanced Import Repair, M139 in Benton Harbor. Breathe easy with AIR. Seriously, owner John Van Lanningham, his crew, going to get you taken care of back on the road quickly and safely. So go see him. Whatever you need, big or small, they got you covered. Well, Tony Iommi of Black Sabbath says he'd like to make some new songs just so he could clean out his phone. Iommi told Planet Rock, quote, "I've got so much stuff, I just want to get started on getting it together now because my phone, there's 400 or 500 riffs on it, and I've got to get them off of there. It's getting around to doing it. That's the thing." Dude, 400 to 500 riffs on his phone. That's nuts, man. Iommi adds that, like many people, COVID halted his plans. He said, quote, "The pandemic put a bit of a block on it. Really, I was working it out and the engineer was coming over and we were getting through some things. But when all that happened and you couldn't have anybody in your house or in your studio, it put the kibosh on that for a bit. And then I started getting involved in other stuff and it's just kicking back on again. I've got to get back into getting these things down properly," which, my God, 400 to 500 riffs. That's unbelievable. Tony Iommi, one of my favorites of all time. Obviously, the guy is a legend when it comes to rock, metal. The guy's fantastic. A fun fact, the day before he quit his factory job to join Black Sabbath when they were forming, he ended up cutting off the tips of three of his fingers in a machine at the factory he worked at, right at the tip. Not like a ton, like mostly just the fingertip. I mean, he didn't go down to the knuckle. But anyway, so he had to put special pads on, and that is also, too, why Black Sabbath has kind of the sound that it does, is because he had to loosen up his guitar strings just so they'd be easier to bend. You know, you lose that fingertip, you got no feel there for the strings, all right? And so that's why Sabbath really does have that kind of dark, brooding sound that they have, all because Tony Iommi lopped off the tips of his fingers last day on the job before he joined Black Sabbath. Little fun fact for you. But anyway, hey, Tony, get on it, man. I'd love to hear some of that stuff. You know, maybe get back together with Ozzy for a couple tracks. I wouldn't mind that. I don't think anyone would. I think that'd be great. That's what we need in 2022. Is Iommi and Ozzy back together, man. All right, there you go. That is your rock news. Let's take a look at your rock history.
On this day in rock history.
On this day in rock history, December 22nd, 1968, Eric Burdon left the Animals. He did some solo stuff. He also did some work with War, you know, Lowrider War. There's actually, I always tell people, if you want to see some amazing vocals and playing, there is a video, I believe from like 1970, and it's Eric Burdon and War, and they're at some show in like Norway, Sweden, whatever, but it's black and white, and there's two songs, it's a two-bit, but the first one it starts off is Spirit. It's called Spirit, and this is, I'm not kidding, one of my favorite songs ever recorded. It's unbelievable how good this is. Vocals are just on point. Kind of a jam session, man. It's just, it's so good. It's so effing good, man. Eric Burdon, the guy loved blackberry whiskey. And he could sing. Oh, God, I love Eric Burdon, man. Anyway, so go check that out. All right, that is your rock news and rock history for a Wednesday. Of course, as always, brought to you by AIR, Advanced Import Repair. We'll be back.